turn the lights off? We'll talk about that today on Bible Time. Hello again, everyone. Thank you for joining me for Bible Time. And welcome to the 200th episode of Bible Time. Wow, can you believe it? 200 episodes. It means we've been doing this for 4 years. Well, not quite 4 years, because there was a time when I did two in 1 week. But anyway, been a long time. So today is April 10th, 2024, which means that 2 days ago we had a total solar eclipse over the United States. And I had the most awesome opportunity to be a part of it in the area of totality. I went to my hometown, which is in Northeast Ohio, and I was able to view it with some family, and it was amazing. It was just absolutely amazing. I mean, it was pretty neat to, you know, put the glasses on and watch the moon start to cover up the sun, and every time you took the glasses off, it looks like, hey, it's just a bright sunny day, and, you know, it's just like about to totality, and I started looking around like it's kind of like a, it's kind of like it's twilight, you know, like the sun's going down. And I saw that, you know, the time was coming for the totality to begin. And I went to tell my mom, who had stepped into the house. And this is how it happened. I mean, this is like twilight, you know, turned, walk in, say, hey, mom, come on out, turn back. And it was complete darkness. And I could see stars. It's almost like somebody flipped the switch and turned the lights off. It's pretty amazing, and it was like that for 2 minutes. And then you didn't need glasses. You could look at the moon covering the sun for the 2 minutes or whatever it was. And then when the moon started to move away, that like a big bright light suddenly came out, and you had to put the glasses back on. Nobody could look at it, and it's almost like somebody turned the lights back on. Just shows how incredibly powerful our sun is. Wow, thank you, God, for such an amazing thing to see, and it was, you know, fantastic. But, you know, with anything good, the enemy's going to find a way to make it not good. And prior to this event, I was, you know, trying to catch up on what other people are saying about this event. I knew what I thought. I thought it was a beautiful sight, you know, something God created to show signs and wonders in the sky, and that's where I left it. I wish people would leave it there. I came across this one video where this man was saying that the sun would cross over, I think he said six of nine cities in Ohio, not in Ohio, in the United States that are named Salem, which means peace, and it's also the original name of Jerusalem, is what he says. I never looked that up. But Jerusalem has Salem in the name. Well, anyway, I got to thinking, it's like, well, I know there's a Salem, Ohio, and I know they're not in the path of the totality. But this guy said, you know, all these cities are in the path. He didn't say path of totality. He said in the path. Okay, how many days a year, 365 days a year, how many days a year does the sun not pass over Salem, Ohio? It passes over Salem, Ohio, 365 days a year, 366 this year. So why include that? What are you trying to get at here? And then he made this comment about Nineveh, and you know how there's three or four cities, I don't remember how many it was, that were named Nineveh. Well, there are several cities in the United States named Nineveh. Two of them, three of them maybe, happen to be in the path of the total eclipse. And I'm not even sure if they were in the path of totality or not. I mean, where I live, some 2.5 hours away from the greatest point of totality in the United States, no matter which way you drive, 2 to 2.5 hours. But yet, people here were in the 90% range, so they could see it. Like, most of Ohio was in the 90% range. So what's your point? So anyway, it goes on and on. He's talking about how there was earthquakes, and I had heard this earthquake thing before too. There's going to be a massive earthquake after. Well, there was an earthquake in the United States in New York a couple days before. But you know what? There are earthquakes every day. Every single day in this world. Sometimes multiple earthquakes. Yeah, that's how busy the world is producing earthquakes. So if we happen to see a major earthquake in the United States, don't say, oh, it's from the eclipse, because no, it has nothing to do with the eclipse. Okay, let's get to the point here. God has given us this amazing book, not this one in particular, but the Holy Bible. He's given it to us, and he said in 2 Timothy 3:16 that the Word of God is it, that all Scripture is God-breathed, and it's used for teaching, correction, to make us ready for his service. That's what the Bible says about itself. Jesus says many things as well, the law and the prophets and so on. And this is an important book. God wants us to read this. But God also told us in this book, do not look to the stars and the sun and the moon for answers. Look to him. He doesn't like astrology. He doesn't want us getting involved and saying, oh, there's an eclipse. Let's see what God's trying to tell us. You know what God's trying to tell us? I created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and I created them in such a way that that moon is just the perfect size to block out the sun with just a little white ring. Beautiful thing to behold, by the way. That's what God's saying. Look at my creation. The creation screams out that God created it. God didn't give us a solar eclipse to look for signs and wonders in the sky. He said, you will see signs and wonders in the sky. He said, the sun will not give its light and the moon will be darkened before the great and terrible day of the Lord. But he didn't say it would be an eclipse, lunar or solar. In fact, he darkened the sky in the past when Jesus died. He darkened the sky. He can do it again. He doesn't need an eclipse to do it. What am I getting at? Please don't be one of those people that get caught up in, oh, it's an eclipse. Let's see what's going to happen now. Let's wait and see. Where's your relationship with God in that? Is your relationship with an eclipse or is your relationship with God? It was a beautiful thing to behold. And I praise God for his creation and just the science behind it and everything that he created in it. But I wasn't looking for signs in the eclipse. I'm not looking for an earthquake to happen now. It's going to happen. There's going to be earthquakes. Yeah. There's going to be an earthquake sometime. You know, for me to say that there's going to be an earthquake after the eclipse, I could just as easily say there's going to be a thunderstorm in July. What's the chances of a thunderstorm in July? Phil said it. There's a thunderstorm in July. And when the first one happens, you're going to say, oh, that's the one Phil was talking about. Everybody, come on. There's thunderstorms in July every year. There's earthquakes on the earth every day. Don't look to the eclipse for an earthquake. You want to talk about earthquakes? You want to know when earthquakes are coming? Read this. This thing talks about earthquakes. Let's turn to Revelation and see about an earthquake after the sixth seal. Now that's something to look for. Not an earthquake because of an eclipse, because there just happened to be a crossing eclipse in Turkey. I don't know how many years ago. And by golly, they had the worst earthquake ever right after that. Okay. Maybe not coincidence. Maybe God did that on purpose. But he told us to look here. He told us to look here. That's what I'm getting at. If there's an earthquake, if God wants there to be an earthquake, if he wants it to do something harmful to the United States, then there's nothing we can do to prevent that. Except pray. And then maybe it won't happen. Except stop doing sinful things that we do in the United States, then maybe it won't happen. But I'm not looking for an earthquake. I'm looking for God. I'm looking for him to return at any time. Be ready for God. Don't be ready for the next solar eclipse. Well, be ready by getting the glasses. That was pretty cool. But you know what I'm saying. Put your faith and trust in the Lord, not in the things that you see in the sky. Those are markers. Those can be markers. Those can be events to be seen. But be careful how far you take it. We don't want to upset God here. He didn't do that so that we would start trying to figure out where this X is. There's going to be something terrible happen. Goodbye, Nashville. Nashville's not even anywhere near where the X was. Well, Nashville's on that fault line. Don't listen to these people. 2 Peter chapter 3 told us that there would be many false prophets. Don't listen to the false prophets. Listen to the Word of God. Keep your relationship with God strong. He will tell you what you need to know if you listen. Come on, folks, it's about God. It's not about signs and wonders. Jesus gave us himself. The signs and wonders were for unbelievers. That's your Bible time for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll talk to you again all real soon. And thank you for watching for 200 episodes. It's been great. God bless.